former site of Queen's University, 203 William Street. In 1844, Queen's University moved into these two stone houses before us. Between the establishment of the university in 1842 and the year 1853, Queens lacked a permanent home and moved several times in search of appropriate accommodations. As the school grew, it needed a location that would fulfill its expanding needs. George Brown, the famed architect who designed Kingston City Hall, built this house as his private residence in 1841. He sold it to Queens 3 years later, and the university used half of the building for its college classes and the other half for its preparatory school. By 1847, two more houses were added to the original holdings, one served as a boarding house, the other for classrooms. In 1849, Robert Sutherland arrived at the university, one of the 14 members of the class of 1852. Typical of Queen's students of the day, Sutherland was of Presbyterian faith and had a distinctly Scottish name. However, he was also unique as Queen's only Jamaican student. In fact, Sutherland was Queen's first student of color and perhaps the first black student to study at any Canadian university. There is little information regarding Sutherland's origins. Slavery was still legal in Jamaica when he was born in the early 1830s, and it is possible that his parents were slaves on a plantation. If Sutherland had been born a slave, his status would have been tied to that of his parents and dependent on the will of their owner to grant them freedom. There is also the possibility that his father was a white plantation owner, evidenced by a letter written in 1911 by James McLennan, a friend and classmate of Sutherland from Queens, and also the executor of his will. McLennan states that Sutherland's father was a Scotchman, while Sutherland was as black as he could be. This information regarding his father remains unproven. However, if Sutherland's father was a free white man, it could possibly explain how he was able to afford to come to Canada and attend Queen's. Sutherland attended Queen's for 3 years, at that time the norm for completing a Bachelor of Arts degree. He had an exemplary record and was very successful academically, winning 14 academic prizes during his time in Kingston, excelling in both Greek and mathematics. He is also remembered for his public speaking skills as a member of the Dialectic Society, the Queen's Debating Club. Sutherland is recorded as stating that he was always been treated like a gentleman during his time at Queen's. In 1852, he finished with double honors in mathematics and classics, continuing on to Toronto to study law at Osgoode Hall. After being called to the bar in 1855, Sutherland moved to Walkerton, Ontario, an area that had been settled by numerous blacks. Sutherland opened a legal practice and remained in Walkerton until his death. He was the first black lawyer in Canada. Sutherland died of pneumonia in Toronto at the age of 48. Upon his death on June 2, 1878, he willed his entire estate, property, and belongings to Queen's University. This totaled approximately $12,000 Canadian, an extremely large gift for the day. This donation was the first considerable bequest to the university and remarkable as the largest donation ever made to the university by a single benefactor. As a tribute to Sutherland's memory and a gesture of thanks, the university placed a large granite tombstone on Sutherland's grave to commemorate his connection to Queen's and to demonstrate the school's gratitude.